proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session on Jewish holidays. Over the past two lessons, we have looked at the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, or the Feast of Dedication. We closed the last lesson by talking about the Hanukkiah, or special lampstand, used in the Hanukkiah. I noted that the lampstand contains nine places for candles, and mentioned eight candles lit to represent the 8 days of Hanukkah, four candles on each side of the central candle. We look at the central candle, which has a special name. It's known as the shamash, or servant candle. It lights each of the other candles on the Hanukkiah. The word shamash itself comes from a Hebrew noun meaning servant, or attendant, or minister. The use of this candle signifies the importance that God places upon having his people serve others. An anecdote taken from the history of the 1930s illustrates this truth. Thomas Masaryk, the former president of Czechoslovakia, visited a synagogue in his country on the final day of Hanukkah. He saw a tall Hanukkiah, or lampstand, glowing with a warm golden light. As the rabbis in the synagogue explained the symbolic significance of those lights, the statesman listened attentively to the story of Hanukkah. When they finished, he turned to a rabbi and asked, "Why is it, my friend, that eight of the candles are standing in one row side by side, while the ninth stands alone as if cast aside by the others?" The rabbi replied, "This candle, Mr. President, has no real part in the actual celebration. It only serves to light the Hanukkah candles. That is why it's called the shamash, or the servant candle." That answer left the Czech leader visibly puzzled. He remained silent for a while. Then he remarked, "This servant candle strikes me as the symbol of the Jewish people itself, and the other candles are the nations to whom the Jewish people minister. They minister by bringing the worship of the one God and the precepts of morality and justice to the other nations." In a way, the shamash candle also typifies the ministry of Jesus Christ. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, the apostle declared that Jesus Christ was, quote, "the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world," unquote. Jesus Christ used that light to bring illumination, spiritual illumination, to others. Luke wrote that the Savior served as, quote, "a light to lighten the Gentiles," unquote. Jesus Christ shared that light with all those who followed him. On the Sermon on the Mount, he spoke to his followers, telling them, quote, "Ye are the light of the world," unquote. In the Old Testament, God wanted the Jewish nation to share his light with the Gentile nations surrounding them. They failed to do so for the most part. In our day, God uses Christians to share his light with other individuals. Therefore, those who believe on Jesus Christ serve as God's shamash, or servant candles. Remember this: a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. Jesus Christ remains the light of the world. Christians should share his light with those who dwell in darkness. It is the responsibility of every believer to serve as an agent of God's light, shining the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ upon those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death. In so doing, they help further the ministry of Jesus Christ, whom, while he was on the earth, was a light to lighten the world. This concludes our study of the celebration known as Hanukkah. Thank you for listening. We invite you to tune in to other radio broadcasts from the International Board of Jewish Missions. This is Mark Oshman saying thank you and Happy Hanukkah.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.